Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Waitman, no, a fake. Dropped on the sideline! Perfectly executed, but you gotta catch it. Killebrew on the throw.
James Pierre, short snap. Killebrew, as you noted, throws it out there. Pierre could not be more open. Sometimes when you haven't done it a lot, and now the crowd jumps in, he's trying to run before he secures it. There's Danny Smith, the special teams coach for Pittsburgh. You can draw it up perfectly, but it has to be executed.
You can't come in hostile environments versus good people and not be aggressive, aggressively pursue victory. We're not going to live in our fears. That's just how we get down. Same thing on the fake punt. That is me. I own that. I'll do it again. But we didn't execute it. It was a bad idea.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. So the good thing is we get to have this debate, and it didn't have ramifications or consequences that could have like a lasting effect on the Steelers season. They faked a punt. It didn't work. It resulted in Washington scoring a touchdown. It helped Washington get a first half lead. It helped Washington get to a 10-point lead at some point in this game in the second half. But it didn't cost the Steelers the game. So we can have a much more civil conversation about this, I think, without all of us getting at one another's throats. Now, last night, Malzi and I were on the Showdown with Pompiani, and we disagreed on this, so I already know where Chris is coming from on it, and he already knows where I'm coming from on it. I thought it was a ridiculously bad decision to do it, and Chris had no problem with it because Washington, what would you say, like it was a drop pass away from being an amazing
at least 30 yards, play. If not more. If Pierre makes a guy miss, he might go all the way. Like I have no problem with the process. By the way, Mike lied when he said that's on me. Like, that's him taking the blame. It's very clear Miles Killebrew, who I think is one of the better and more trusted special teams guy aces in the whole league, like just pure special teams guys, saw the look,
yep.
Saw the guy cheat in for a block and made the call himself. And but I think Tomlin's falling on the sword. Here's my very bottom line. I'll say it clearly so I don't have to, like, repeat myself. I have no problem with the process that led to it, even knowing what happened, because the simplest, in my opinion, component of that play is not the pass by Killebrew.
Yeah.
Is not even like, it maybe is noticing the look,
yep,
and deciding to go with it. It is James Pierre, who was probably the best football player at his high school and probably played offense and defense, catching a literal lollipop multiple yards in front of the first down sticks where he's standing, and then at worst going down into the fetal position. And he bricked it. I think the process was fine. The execution was fine. Everybody did their job until the very end. And if there are people out there, I know where you stand on this, who are very frustrated by the fact that they would do something so risky, I would just say if you asked them to run that play, got the same look, and everybody did the same thing 100 times, you got the 1 out of 100 where James Pierre doesn't catch the football. That is my opinion.
I want to go back to what Tomlin said, though, for a second, because I actually commend him for saying it's my fault, and here's why I think he's right. If you are a parent of Lennox, and he's 15 years old at this point, and you go out with Alex, and you leave him alone for a Friday night, and you trust him to behave, you trust him to not get into any trouble while you guys are gone. If you come home and the house is a mess or something's broken, yeah, you're going to be partially pissed off at him, but I think you also would say to yourself, you know what? It's on me. I gave this adolescent boy this freedom, and that's kind of what teenagers do. They abuse it sometimes.
I was an angel.
Oh, yes, of course. I've heard some stories about Malzi. That you want me to bring any of them up right now?
No, at like 15 years old, I actually was a goody two-shoes.
So, everybody has told me about this, that the way this gets worked during the week is that they say, if you get this look, you do it. There's no, well, if it's this late in the game, or if it's this, fourth and forever, don't do it, or if we're backed up, don't do it. It's just, if you get this look from the coaches to the players, this is what we want you to do. And just my opinion on that is, I think that part is stupid. So you're telling me if there's 2 minutes left in the game and it's fourth and 15 and you're at your own 3-yard line, you would want them to do that? Like, does that, so they're comfortable, confident in any situation, as long as they get that look doing that play? I just think that's dumb.
Well, maybe not anymore after watching Pierre brick it.
But do you know what I mean? I just think that part...
I don't mind the empowering of the player there when the play was just glaringly, yawningly wide open.
Right.
It's not... Like, to me, it is not... I'm going to bring up an argument you made on the showdown last night because I know it eventually would get around to this point. You said, well, what if it's 4th and 15 like that and they just go for the play normally?
Yeah.
And they have a wide-open player and he doesn't catch it? To me, the element of surprise, the fact that they don't think you're going to fake it, is part and parcel with what goes on
but
here. It's not as reckless as just going for it.
Okay, but my rebuttal is, if an actual wide receiver dropped the ball and that's his job and he was that open, you should be even more pissed off.
I would be, but I mean, the inherent recklessness of the play, which is I think what most people are frustrated by, is ratcheted up to a million when you just say, well, we're lining up in the first quarter here with our offense to go for it.
The other thing that no one... from what I have seen, has taken into account, and maybe that's because I'm not following special teams gurus on social media, I'm not seeking out what they're saying about it, and I'm also not like getting the Washington perspective.
I can give you the Washington perspective from their radio crew.
Well, hold
the way.
On, and you can in a second, but I'm just saying, the guy deliberately left Pierre. It reminded me, to use a basketball analogy, of we don't think that guy in the corner can make that three. So I'm not even going to guard him. So go ahead and throw the ball out to him. Because I think if he puts that shot up, he's going to airball it.
So I disagree with that, though. Like, I disagree with that for this reason. In basketball, it's one thing. I think the main reason you leave that guy is if you have the block on because you're trying to make a splash play, part of the reason you have the block on is... you don't think there's any way the team punting from their own 15 is actually going to have the stones to make the call.
Yeah.
And the what here, I will give you the Washington perspective on it. Is it Bram, who is it?
Weinstein.
Yeah, Bram Weinstein.
For ESPN.
Yeah, he's good, by the way. I like their radio team.
London Fletcher is their color commentator.
Well, I like
Donnie's favorite player of all time.
I like their radio team because Fletcher just gets super fired up about everything. Bram Weinstein called the play, and he's very enthusiastic about anything good that happens with the Commanders.
Of course, that's his job.
No, I mean like notably over the top, but in a good way. He calls the play and he just said, and they, oh my goodness, are the Commanders fortunate. They were dead to rights fooled on that one. The Steelers had him, like it was not a, there was, let me put it this way. There was nothing in his tone or nothing that he said that was like, can you believe the Steelers are this nuts to have tried this? It was, they had the perfect call on and the man dropped the ball. What a fortunate break. That is, I think he actually said that. What a fortunate break for the Commanders.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, it wasn't, there was not a question of, can you believe how stupid they are and how reckless they are? It was astonishment that the call was that perfect.
I'm just a big time and place guy. I mean, if you felt like you're, let's say, hypothetically speaking, you're down three in the second half and you can kick a field goal to tie the game, but you think you might be able to get on a fake field goal attempt a guy wide open to have your punter throw him the ball. In that situation, I would probably say, okay, that's great, but let's just do the prudent thing and tie the game here. Let's not roll the dice. We've stopped them twice. They've gone three and out twice in this game.
Okay, but to use your field goal analogy against you,
we're backed up here.
I'll use it against you. You're doing it in the first quarter, not in the second half, not in the fourth quarter.
Sure, you got time to make up for it, and they did.
And ultimately, they did.
They did to their credit. Like, I agree with that, but you gave them life with that call.
They looked
shot. They came in, and they were absolutely overwhelmed by the Steelers defensively. They ran six plays and two punts.
Gave them life, but then you took the lead back, and then their next drive only got a field goal, and it's more they got it going like right around halftime, which I could argue the first drive is just maybe the Steelers don't have their foot on the gas pedal defensively like they should. We see it happen all the time. Second one is Steelers come out flat. Those are their two drives. This got the Commanders started, and had the Steelers not done it, they would have won 24-3 or whatever. I just don't think that was going to happen. I have to be consistent here. Last year, you know, my second team that I'm cheering for is the Lions, and Campbell just coaches like a madman, stubborn sometimes, just keeps going for it. I backed him on all that. I would be a hypocrite if I didn't back the Steelers for, because the look presented itself, they go for it, and I say, well, that was a bad idea because of how it came about. Like, people have said to me, well, what about if it's a wide receiver, blah, 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 blah. They don't get that look because they probably don't leave Ben Skoranek or somebody as a gunner open. There's a calculated risk involved, and Tomlin likes to say, this is why I make the big bucks. I went to Russ. That's why I'm well compensated, because I went and made a calculated risk at quarterback. I'm well compensated because I have to eat it when they fail.
Are you such a believer in that you're fine with it in any situation? I mean, if they were nursing a 28-27 lead with three minutes left.
The best way I can answer that is this.
And they did that on a 4th-and-15 up one in the fourth quarter, you'd still be fine with it?
The best I can answer that is this. I would trust James, even though he doesn't give me a reason to just now, I would expect in the exact same situation with a different game circumstance, James Pierre to catch the ball. Nate tweets in, let's not gloss over the fact that the throw by Killebrew was better than anyone Kenny made as a Steeler.
You know what's interesting about that? I actually had a couple of two ex-Steelers text me who don't know each other and didn't play with each other actually say they thought the throw took too long to get there.
Like it was too much of a lollipop?
Yeah.
But Pierre doesn't catch it with a defender like right in his kitchen. He has the ball hit his hands when in NFL terms, he's very open.
Like he wanted to get the ball so he could take off and run with it, and it was taking too much time to get for it.
Man, I thought the throw's fine. It's from a safety.
Well, I can say that, and you can say that, but I'm just telling you, guys that actually played in the NFL actually had a critical thought about Killebrew there.
Okay, fair enough. Should Pierre have caught the ball?
Yes.
Okay.
I think two things can be true. I wouldn't have done it, and I still think he should have caught the ball. Actually, he actually redeemed himself later in the game, so I can't completely...
He wanted to recover that muffed punt so badly. He was like desperate to be the one who fell on that ball.
Then he broke up that ball with his face later in the game.
Yeah, again, that was more trying hard, not trying smart, because he literally used his head.
Corey is in New Kensington. He's on the fan. Hello, Corey.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, man. We're great.
Everybody in Pittsburgh is Steelers fan is great. Let me just tell you my background. My background is I went to the University of Maryland, so I had to deal with both the Washington franchise and now Raven fans.
My condolences.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you very much. But let me say this, okay? I'm with Molly on that. He's got to catch that ball, period. And with the guy who said that he had to make 15 yards, there was no one in between him and the 40-yard line. So he gets the 15 yards if he catches that pass. This he runs like I do.
Well, he was past the sticks already when the ball hit him, I believe, unless I'm blanking out on how that play looked. He would have caught if he just catches the ball and falls down. He has the first down. It was about 2 or 3 yards past the sticks.
Okay, well, then he still could have gotten to the 40, in my opinion.
Sure.
All right. The second thing was that I'm a big Tomlin fan because I went to college with his brother.
Yes, Ed Tomlin.
We're also fraternity brothers. So, you know, I like Tomlin, but I criticize him more than you guys do. Trust me, because first and foremost, I'm a Steeler fan. All right, I'm 63 years old.
So, Corey, how are you feeling about him right now then?
I felt good for him yesterday. I did. I thought the play to call on that fake punt was the thing to do. I really did. And I thought the defense, I'm going to give you guys kudos. Queen played a super game to me. He had a great football game.
Best game he's played in a Steelers uniform. Hey, Corey, you call back again sometime, buddy. Thank you.
Queen was a monster. He's been like a just as a sidebar.
He's been trending up as time.
Yeah, I was
like
gonna
say
slow trickle in the right direction, man. And I thought yesterday at all the wave crashed down because he was the kind of dude you do pay big money to play that position. He made a massive difference in that game. I think he was the main reason that Daniels didn't get it going with his legs.
412-928-9370. If you want to call in and give us your thoughts on that fake punt call, you can. Plus, just your take on the Steelers winning yesterday and how you're feeling about them now. Are you ready to put them in the Super Bowl group as teams that can go all the way? 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Here's a Charlie Borges headline.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I caught it all week, and then when we get to the game, I drop it. So I was really like hard on myself, but my teammates helped me out. The coaches lift me up next play.
James Pierre on that drop on the fake punt. A lot of different opinions on that. You're free to give us one. You don't have to yell and scream at each other because the Steelers won. We can have a nice
civil discussion.
Debate about it.
Civil disagreement, Pony.
412-928-9370. The fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service. Let's get back to those phones. So many people want to chime in on yesterday, including Rich. He's on the fan. Hello, Rich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm happy with the way things are going. Years past, it was always we had to have the defense put us in field position because the offense wasn't so good. So now with Russell back there, it seems like the offense is starting to complement the defense a little bit if they slack off. And I got a crazy stat for you guys.
Let's hear it.
Yesterday was the first time since week 16 of the 2020 season that Boswell did not get called on to kick a field goal.
Since week 16 of 2020?
Yeah, the stat that I saw.
You want to hear something else on that stat? That's the last time they won with a quarterback throwing three touchdowns in a game. They beat Indianapolis that day. That's when they came from behind to beat Phillip Rivers. I sat next to a guy, I bleep you not, with Hoagie. So Hoagie and I went to Marc-Andre. Hoagie's a great listener and just got married. I wanted to do a nice wedding gift for him. We sat close to the ice for Penguins Wild, Fleury's last game here. And we sat next to a very eccentric man who said that he had made a $10,000 bet that the Steelers would kick a field goal in every game this year.
Oops.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
But he struck me as a man that had $10,000 to lose because he had grills.
Can I just ask you?
I didn't know until that day that grills were not permanent teeth.
They just pop off.
That you took them out like you would a retainer.
Makes more sense that they would be popping out like a retainer because it seems like it would be difficult to eat with them in.
He popped them out
to eat nachos or whatever?
Yeah. It wasn't nachos. It was like a Coke or Pepsi or something. He didn't even want the grills to get screwed up by the carbonation of the drink, I guess. I don't know.
I'd feel like I need to wash my mouth out after I did anything like that because I wouldn't want the residual acid there.
First person I ever met, or I guess the first person I knew with grills.
Well, I would just say, don't you wonder with a guy like that who's got $10,000 to burn how they made their money if they're that eccentric?
Yeah, or if it was just
inherited
mom and dad or something like
well,
that.
Well, I asked Mark Davis's a mom and dad story where like they had the money and he's very eccentric and now he's very rich.
All right, so Rich is saying he's now with Russ, feeling like this team can do special things. Let's see if you agree at 412-928-9370. Let's talk next to John in Delaware. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good, man.
Hey, first I wanted to tell you I am a vet, and I really respect the,
thank you, John.
How you guys have treated the vets today. It's
absolutely.
Awesome.
Now, John, did you go from Delaware down to D.C. for this game?
I did not. I was not able to go. I had to work yesterday. But I just found you guys on radio because living in Delaware, I'm surrounded by Ravens fans.
Ugh.
And sports talk around here makes me want to stab myself in the eye with a fork.
Yeah, so, I can imagine that.
Understandable.
It's nice to be, you know, listening to some Steelers thing. But on that fake punt and everything yesterday, I didn't have a problem with it.
Interesting.
At all, other than obviously he dropped it, but for a different reason. Over the past few games since he's put Russ back in, it feels like Tomlin's the one that has more trust in what's going on.
Oh, I think there's no question, John. I think he's coaching like a much more aggressive. We always give him a hard time when he says, I don't live in my fears, and then decisions they make in the game don't match that. I think he's coaching much more aggressively.
To John's point, if they still had Kenny at the helm and you felt like you had to pee blood to get to 17 points and you spotted Washington,
I don't think he's making that decision.
No, I'm saying, would you have had a problem with it?
Yes, I actually would have had a greater problem with it. Because I would have thought you've got to play a defensive game. That is what Russ has done to this team. Like, I feel like they can score points now, even on a day where Russ, I would think, would probably admit to people he wasn't at his best. He completed 50% of his passes. They have that, which every team wants and not every team has, the ability to score very quickly and all at once on a very sudden play.
John, you're welcome anytime here. Call back again soon. Let's go to Adam Crowley's arch nemesis, Adrian in Pittsburgh. Hello, Adrian.
What's up?
Adrian, how are you feeling? Is the gout flare-up done?
Yeah.
Good.
It was just affecting something else, which why I would have went had to go under. But
groin area?
All good.
Oh, come on, Pony. What are you doing?
Well, I had penis surgery. I was very transparent about that.
So you just who thinks gout is affecting something else and that's where you go?
I'm looking out for my guy Adrian, that's all.
Looking out a little too closely.
What is wrong with Pony, man?
How much time you got, Adrian? Anyway, you wanted to start by saying something about me, and I would never deprive you of your opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I can't. Friday, just wait till Friday for you fully. But because your arrogance of your intelligence is just simply your deposition. But we're going to get on to the Steeler game.
Yes, that's why I went to you here, Adrian.
Mousy's finally coming around, Pony. And, Pony, you're dead wrong about the fake punt. You act like, hold on, before I get to the Steelers prediction.
Wait, which one of us is, hold on for a second.
We're both in the crosshairs right now.
Which one of us is super arrogant about our intelligence?
You. Or me?
No. Is it me or is it Pony that's very arrogant?
No, you.
Okay.
You're a very intelligent guy, but when it comes to sports, you're not.
Does he know more than Crowley?
Crowley actually sounded pretty good on TV last night, actually.
Really?
He actually said what he should say. Yeah, he was all over it last night.
Now, does what he should say happen to match up with exactly what your opinion was on the matter?
No. But I'm objective. I don't hate any of you people, by the way. I don't. But when you guys say stuff that isn't true,
you call in like, and you call us out. You're like a 93.7 The Fan ombudsman. You keep us honest, Adrian, is what you do.
Yeah, like Pony, you're talking about Tomlin making this decision on a fake punt. You act like they lied. The guy would have never left him, it would have never happened. It's an audible at the line of scrimmage.
Sure.
By the special teams captain.
I get that part.
That's not on Tomlin, bro.
No, I'm saying Tomlin gives them the freedom that when what you just described happens, they're allowed from their own 15-yard line to run a play like that. That's what I'm saying.
But we won the game. I'm not even worried about that.
Okay.
My goal is Mousy right now. Okay?
To try to convince him that the Steelers are better than the Ravens?
No,
Adrian.
I think he was excited that I sounded happy and optimistic for once.
Yeah, but you're way too late. Like, I been knew in March that the Steelers were going to the Super Bowl. We had already.
Well,
had
you're way too early. They still have to play the rest of their games and then win playoff games to get there, Adrian.
Hold on. Because you had me laugh on this list of yours last week, okay? But yet you opened the show today talking about how Mike Tomlin trusts Russell Wilson. I told you that back in the second week of the season.
That's right. He basically stole all of your bullet points from the last 5 or 10 calls that you've made to the show, and he's given you zero credit for it.
Just for anybody that didn't hear it, the list that I put Adrian last on was Pony asked me to rank Daryl in Houston, Jeff in South Park, Adrian and Johnny the Barber.
How about he put you behind Johnny the Barber, Adrian? That's an ultimate insult.
How can Johnny the Barber be smarter than me when he doesn't even understand that Fields is nowhere near a caliber quarterback of Russell Wilson?
Good point.
How can he be ahead of me?
I agree with that.
I do think his only rebuttal would just be to say O-H-I-O and hope that was enough and then make a virgin joke.
But the rebuttal isn't with him, it's with you having such a terrible rating.
I think I put Adrian there to spite him a little bit because Johnny the Barber doesn't call in and attack me. Maybe I should reconsider, though. Maybe
you,
I should
Adrian.
Be the bigger man.
We'll talk to you again soon. Probably tomorrow.
Wait, he's got something. Hold on. He's got something lined up for me for Friday. There was like an implicit 4-day advance notice threat there.
I know.
Like, not an actual threat. Like, I have a take on Friday that's going to just bring you down a peg.
Do you think you've ever hated a talk show host as much as Adrian hates Crowley? Although, actually, I take that back. He sounds like he's starting to come around on him after watching him on TV last night.
Have I hated a talk show host as much as he hates Crowley?
They buried the hatchet.
Probably. On the air today?
No, when I produced for the morning show last week.
The hatchet got buried?
The hatchet got buried when, so the day before.
Who extended the olive branch?
Well, Crowley said, we hope you're doing well, because he called in and
yeah,
in
sure.
the hospital.
Yeah,
and then the next day, Adrian called in and said, thank you, that meant a lot, let's bury the hatchet, and they did.
And then Adrian also did say to me when I asked him he would sit in a coma for 5 years of his life if he knew that when he woke up, Crowley would be unemployed.
I think that was before.
Okay, the hatchet burial occurred after. Okay, makes
more
sense.
Your thoughts on the fake punt? We don't have to scream and yell at each other, just kind of getting people's thoughts on it here. 412-928-9370. How you're feeling about the Steelers after that intense win yesterday? 412-928-9370. Do you think they can win the Super Bowl? 412-928-9370. Plus, Donnie, even though he's not here, still has his game balls. And Charlie, Gorgeous, will give them to us when we come back. First, a headline. Get back to your calls if you're a veteran. We'll put you right through. 412-928-9370 on this Veterans Day 2024. And it is a joyous day in Pittsburgh because the Steelers are still in first place. They welcome the second-place Ravens, a team that they have owned for the last few years, a quarterback that is an MVP but stinks against them generally, and we'll have days and days and hours of good talk on that leading up to the game Sunday. But right now we are looking back on the Steelers' exciting win in Washington, and at 3:30 on Mondays we go through Donnie Football's game balls. Problem is Donnie is on his way back from D.C., so instead, Charlie has been given, he's been presented, Donnie's game balls from this very, very, very entertaining win. We go in reverse order here. So the bronze medal, the game ball number 3 goes first here, Charles.
Well, so there's a problem. I was given the game balls, but I was just given 3 names. There was no order. There was no reason why. There was just...
Okay. Well, we'll make up our minds.
Here's what we're going to do. You just name the people, and if we have to move these around in real time...
We'll do so.
Yeah.
All right, game ball number 3.
George Pickens. And then...
Hold on.
Did he say anything about it?
He just gave you 3 names, literally.
Just 3 names. That was it. Game balls.
Pony. Right,
number 1, George Pickens.
Wilson. Hooks a pass. Looking. End zone! George Pickens climbs the ladder for the touchdown!
Did you see that in Washington they're acting like babies because of what he did following the Russell Wilson interception?
Touched the guy down and then mauled the dude while the play was technically still happening.
They're saying there should have at least been a penalty and he should have been thrown out of the game for it.
Well, I watched that closely and I watched it in real time and thought, uh-oh, here comes a 15-yarder, because I did think he was going to go after the guy. The Washington
setting penalties.
The Washington player
shrinking violet.
The Washington player engaged with him. He went for the bull and he got the horns.
Yeah.
this is one of those things, just like the fake punt for a lot of people, way more fun to talk about after a win, especially one where he makes, I think, one of his better, it's going to go down as one of his more like kind of almost pedestrian touchdown catches because of how many crazy ones he makes. That was a great catch. He does some of the objectively weirdest and funniest stuff on a football field I've ever seen. You got Baldy breaking down on that slant route. He goes, he's jumping, and then he's changing direction in midair. This guy's like a lightning bolt.
He's doing a jumping stiff arm. He's high-stepping at some point for no real reason at all.
It somehow works, because when he caught the slant, I was like, man, he could have made more out of it. Then you see it from the back angle. Like, no, he actually made a ton out of that play. That dude is just freakishly
here
good.
He is on the confrontation with the Commanders defender.
What happened on the play where there was the interception? You tackled the other defense?
Interception? Guy tried to, you know, get physical with me. A lot of guys like to do that. So I got physical back. That's pretty much it.
Did you know you touched him down at that point?
Yeah.
If he didn't touch the guy down and he's fighting a dude instead of making a play to kill the play, and Washington gets an extra 30 or 40 yards,
oh, I'm crushing
livid
him for it.
With that.
But you know what? I even felt good about it on first watch. You could see him looking down at the player who intercepted the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed extremely cognizant of exactly what he was doing. I think he touched him twice, Pony. Yep. He hit him on the shoe, and then he clearly tried to touch him a second time.
Game ball number two.
Cam Hayward.
I like it. I thought he was a menace the entire game. Here he is afterwards talking about giving this defense credit because of the team they were up against.
Going into this game, we knew they don't punt the ball often. That's their calling card. They have an offense that's explosive, that's methodical, that moves down the field, doesn't settle for anything less than a field goal. But when we got off, we felt great about it because we were providing more opportunities for our punt to, you know, create a splash play, and then our punt return to create a splash play, or, you know, our offense going down and getting seven.
Daniels came in with 459 rushing yards. They held him to five. He was a 71.5% passer, and they held him to 50%.
They did yeoman's work. I know Cam had two sacks. Depending on who number one is, I'm a little surprised at his inclusion. I thought he was great. Defensively, there is one person I thought was clearly their best player, so we'll see what Donnie goes with here.
In game ball numero uno,
Mike Williams.
Mike Williams, one target, one catch, one touchdown. here is Russ after the game giving him some credit.
I threw a few to him, yeah, for sure. We definitely threw a bunch of them, but just different routes and different things we did with them. And but, you know, you visualize those moments and what could happen and, you know, just trusting guys. And once again, that was all big Mike there.
He ran a really – you know what? Two things really quick. I'm just surprised he went with Hayward over Queen defensively. I thought Queen was everywhere, man. And, you know, we love Cam
seven
on this
tackles,
show.
Two for a loss.
Yeah, I just thought he affected the game the way you want a guy you're paying eight figures to play inside linebacker to affect the game. That's neither here nor there. We love Cam on this show, and he was awesome. The thing about the Williams play, Pony, that I said to you off the air and I'll say here, what got me really pumped beyond the play itself was looking at it again, man. I did not realize how fast he is when he gets going on a vertical route. I don't think the DB there expected that he had help. Williams just ran right effing by him, then made a great play on a pretty tough catch and had himself inbounds easily there.
Immaculate vibes, too. I love when you bring in a player
who's
and
pumped.
He immediately makes an impact, so he gets that monkey off his back. He now...
Did you see him on the field after the game? He was all fired up. He has a very high-pitched voice at that point because he was like hoarse from screaming.
You don't think that's his regular voice?
I know it's not, because I think our buddy Zach Smith said you won't be prepared for how Mike Williams sounds, and then somebody hit him back with, well, yeah, this is how he sounded in the post-game locker room.
Ah! Gotta go, man! Gotta go!
Ah, got the dub! That's what it's...
Do you have clips from him after the game, though?
I do. It sounds like the voice that Starkey sings in.
I'm a horticulture expert. I'm a horticulture guy.
Yeah.
Give me the Williams after the game clips, just because it's a very funny juxtaposition.
Here he is saying that it was actually Kelvin Austin who was supposed to be in for that play.
Nah, it wasn't at the line of scrimmage. It was just what we talked about on the sideline. I want you to run this route. I think Calvin went out. He was running that route the whole week. He actually ran it early in the game. But, yeah, it was for him, and he was out. So, you know, I went in there and made a play.
I can here's the voice thing that popped into my head. It's like if you're a kid back in the days of landlines, so if you're like younger than me and Pony, this won't make sense. And like one of your buddies calls, that's your normal voice. And then it's like, oh, hey, honey, Sarah's on the phone.
Hey, how you doing, Sarah? This is Mike. Yeah, it's great that you're calling. Like a seventh grader. You're trying to sound tough.
Hey, Pop.
My mom was like that. I could always tell if her boyfriend called because she would change.
Would she sound sunnier and friendlier?
She'd be like, oh, hi. She'd go from clean your effing room to, why, how you doing?
Did you ever pull the stunt that I just described, though, with like a girl calling you?
Oh, like trying to sound like I'm macho.
Deeper voiced, yeah.
The cat's ass? Yeah, oh, absolutely. Didn't really work that
way. My brother would make fun of me and say that when I was like 11 years old, I would try to just sound cool talking to my friends. So I'd be like high-pitched squeaking all over the house and go, hey, Kevin, what's
Donnie
up, bro?
Donnie Football's three game balls from our guy Charlie. George Pickens.
Cam Hayward. Big Mike Williams.
Mike Williams.
Pickens, two out of the last 3 weeks, the man has made an appearance.
Mr. Old School is a vet, and he joins us right now. Hello, Mr. Old School.
Hey, guys. How's it going, man?
Hey, brother.
Thanks for your service, Mr. Old School.
Thank you, Mr. Old School.
My guys. Yeah, Captain Retired 2007-08 Iraq veteran. Thank you guys for all that you're doing. Is giving us shouts out. I appreciate that.
We're not doing
that.
Anything. We're just giving you guys a chance.
You guys are doing the things.
Tell us what you did, and we want to thank you. We're just sitting here talking about the Steelers game. We didn't do anything special.
No. You gave the military causes. You don't know how much that means to vets. You really don't.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, thank you for that.
You can thank the Steelers for covering on the money line.
I was going to say, I'm very glad, too, that we're doing this after a win, because it would have felt a little bit worse to be like, Mr. Old School's a veteran, thank you for your service. Now, can you effing believe what they did?
Right. Hey, let me tell you guys, I don't know about you, but, you know, this is the first time I can say in years that all three phases are playing like a well-oiled machine. Like, all three phases we seem strong in. Like, there's no weakness. There's weaknesses, but it's not, like, glaring where we used to. And to have Omar Khan make those two pickups and they both be effective on the first game, it just seems like the winds are blowing our direction.
How about, too, the fact that Preston Smith, you know he's a steady hand and you can trust him. And I'm hoping Highsmith, like, we get the best possible news. But, man, just knowing what happened to Highsmith's ankle, having Smith around feels so much better. Not just that he made a play, but that now you've got him for the next couple weeks if you end up needing to lean on him heavily.
No doubt. I mean, and to juxtapose that with, remember when Kevin went out and got Marquise Reed from Denver after Watt's injury, and that guy sucked. So it's great that we got somebody just like Williams.
I forgot he even existed. I'm sorry. I forgot Marquise
Reed existed.
Stepped right
in and played well. And I think it's a very good point, Mr. Old School. I mean, we can nitpick this team and we can split hairs. But overall, they do look like a complete football team.
There's no
team.
Fundamental problem. Like,
and Baltimore has one with their defense.
Yeah, there's no, like, last year's team couldn't score, couldn't make anything happen easily offensively. There's no... They've had good teams, great offenses that couldn't play defense, kind of like Baltimore feels this year. There is no fundamental entire unit-wide weakness on their roster.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. We'll let our friends at Channel 2 take care of that. We're taking your calls on everything. How you're feeling about the Steelers after their win yesterday? Do you think they've got the Super Bowl look about them? 412-928-9370 and why? Your thoughts on the fake punt play. We don't have to yell and scream at each other. We can have a nice conversation about it without people losing their minds. If you didn't like it, you're free to tell us why. 412-928-9370. A lot to talk about, including what Russell Wilson did yesterday, because he deserves some praise. We'll do that when we come back, plus more of your calls.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!